Hello and welcome. I'm Ted Benson, Managing Partner at Corralling Chaos, LLC. We help companies understand that their key market differentiator is their human potential, and we help them realize it. One critical aspect of running a company is how to improve recruiting. A topic that's gotten much attention in recruiting is the opportunity of finding and recruiting passive job seekers. But those tasks are also a real challenge. So we're going to get some advice from an expert in a two-part podcast. The first part will focus on defining the promise and the challenges, and then the second part will help listeners succeed at this. I'm speaking with Don Alexander, President and Managing Director at Gene Coda, an executive and professional search and recruitment firm. So that's your title, Don, but please, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your role?
Sure, Ted, and thank you for the opportunity to participate and to contribute. Initially, I spent the first 7 years of my professional services career as a financial consultant and subsequently moved into technology and engineering recruiting. Then I moved into executive search, focusing on the life sciences sector full-time in 2002. So I have over 20 years of total experience recruiting for a variety of functional position types, including director, vice president, and C-level roles. Presently, I spend about half of my day in a business development capacity for my firm and about half my day in recruiting candidates to fill open opportunities we're working on.
Thank you for that, Don. Very helpful. Now, our topic for discussion today is how to find and attract passive job seekers, particularly in technical specialty areas. First, why don't we start with a definition? What is a passive job seeker?
Sure, Ted. A passive job seeker is typically defined as someone who is employed, but who would consider superior or differentiated alternative job opportunities. This definition could also include those who are unemployed, but selectively seeking new opportunities. The implication in this case is that the person doesn't need to work or is financially set, but wants to work if a suitable opportunity emerges. In all cases, the individual should be at least open to considering employment or changing employment and have marketable skill sets. So someone who is retired wouldn't fall into our definition.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks for clarifying. So tell us, Don, why do employers want those passive job seekers?
Well, passive job seekers represent about 70% of the global workforce, so they make up the lion's share of all workers. In addition, since passive candidates are gainfully employed, they often have the specific skill sets that employers are seeking. Typically, I've found that passive candidates are exceptionally capable individuals.
All right, so it makes sense that they would be highly desirable as recruiting candidates. So tell us then, why are passive job seekers hard to find and attract?
That's a great question, Ted. One way to think about finding an attractive passive candidates is to consider a mining operation. The gold doesn't just sit around waiting for us to go and pick it up. First, we have to use the tools and knowledge at our disposal to locate the gold. Then we have to use heavy machinery and other resources to mine it once we found it. Also, we have to consider the overall labor market when thinking about passive job seekers. If a number of good areas have already been tapped for gold, it's going to make our mining recovery that much more difficult.
That's a nice metaphor, Don. There's gold in them thar candidates. I like that a lot. So then, breaking that question apart a little, why are those passive job seekers so hard to find?
Well, from a research point of view, the finding part, or locating the gold, is typically done using two basic methods, what I like to call top-down and bottom-up research. An example of bottom-up research would be to query a database for skill sets and backgrounds using keywords and to generate a list of prospective candidates. An example of top-down would be to gather a list of competitor companies and then query that list against the desired skill sets and background. Both types of research are important. If you take LinkedIn, for instance, some people may not elaborate enough in their profile, so a standard keyword search might miss that individual as a possibility. And on top of that, not everyone has a LinkedIn profile. Many profiles are outdated. So recruiters have to use top-down research to explore other avenues such as trade associations. In addition to core research, an existing network can be extremely useful. And internally, a company can use employee referral incentives to expand their network. Externally, executive search firms maintain large networks of existing contacts in the markets that we serve, many of which will help us with additional contacts and referrals. The crux of the issue is what we like to say, quote, experienced, successful people are busy and have little time to read help wanted ads. Although job board ads account for an increasing number of actual hires, the reality is that the ad has to get read, noticed, and acted upon. And my sense is that passive job seekers don't review ads as frequently as those involved in an active search.
That all makes sense, Don. Thanks for explaining that. So that's the difficulty of finding those people. Can you tell me something about what makes attracting them so tough?
Well, I find that passive job seekers are hard to attract because they're already in a role. And presumably, they're doing the work the employer wants done. So why would they want to leave to do the same work elsewhere, is the question. They're doing okay, they're having their needs met, and they're focused on their work. In many ways, that's what every employer wants. And if those employers are good at what they do, those passive job seekers are too happy and too busy to be lured away.
Thank you, Don. You've really defined the promise and the challenge of recruiting passive job seekers very, very well. To our listeners, we're going to take a break at this point, and we invite you to come back for the second half of this interview, which will discuss how to address those problems in a proactive and constructive way. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to having you join us for the next half of this podcast.